By the middle of the war, there were so many people hiding in and around Vierhouten that they had run out of room. But there was still the Sural Forest, which remained impenetrable to the German patrols. Whilst the soldiers stayed on the edge of the forest, there was one local man who knew the heart of the forest like the back of his hand. Scharenburg, the forest ranger. Behind an old house at the edge of the forest, he had a hut, and it's there that this story begins. Sat in his hut behind the house, forest ranger Scharenburg receives a visitor. It's Eduard von Baumhauer, a notable member of the community, and a member of the resistance with the nickname Boom.
Scharenburg, do you know who I am?
Of course I do. You're von Baumhauer from Amsterdam, from that lovely mansion up the road. Come in, where it's safe to talk.
Do you know why I'm here?
Grandpa Bakker and Aunt Cor have been to see me. You want to talk about the hut?
This would make a perfect hiding place. I'm going to come straight to the point. Can you be trusted?
100%. I know this forest like the back of my hand. The Jerrys won't come in here. They have no reason to. And they don't dare either.
I've seen what Hitler's been doing to the Jews in Germany. Ausgerotten. And it won't be long till it happens here. We have to help the Jews. They're our friends, our neighbors. Eber, Nunspeet, Ermelo, and even my own house is full to the rafters. But it's getting too dangerous now. The Jerrys are everywhere. But they're not here, Scharenburg. They're not here.
You can bring them here. I'll get everything ready. There's no heating, but...
Grandpa Bakker and Aunt Cor will sort that out.
Eduard von Baumhauer is arrested and thrown into jail in May 1942, but with help from his wife, he's out by Christmas. The resistance haven't stopped. Neither has the number of Jewish and non-Jewish refugees. Grandpa Bakker and Aunt Cor are in charge. They take care of the supplies and manage to get hold of ration books for buying supplies in Nunspeet. Everything is smuggled into the camp in secret. For the sake of safety, the forest ranger's hut is moved further into the undergrowth. This is the start of the secret village. It's May 1943. The camp grows quickly, and within 18 months, more than 80 people have moved in. There are Jews, people who have avoided the labour camps, English airmen, and German deserters. They are camped in 9 primitive huts. The conditions are rough, uncomfortable, and lacking any form of convenience. Yet they have nature to keep them company, and the people of Nunspeet help where they can, often risking their own lives in the process.
Grandpa Bakker, you scared me.
No need.
I've got school books here for Judith, Anna's daughter. How's it going? God, it's cold here. It's cold out here.
Aunt Cor, how's it going?
Things are all right. We've got more than 80 people here now. The resistance is managing to bring us plenty of food, building materials, coal. But it's not fun. I can tell you, it being winter and all, it's trying, especially for the women and children. Some of them have got a bad case of the jitters. They're going stir-crazy.
Von Baumhauer is worried. He says the real danger is here. One of us making a wrong move or saying the wrong thing could be fatal. And there's no way we can keep an eye on absolutely everyone. The cold is keeping everyone inside. But once the spring is here, what then?
Von Baumhauer has good reasons for his concern. Some have already slipped through the net by not following the camp rules. And then disaster strikes. 2 Dutch SS soldiers from the Landsturm Nederland Division out hunting in the forest on Sunday, the 29th of October, 1944, run into a young boy from the camp.
I'm starving. We still got our deer to catch.
What was that? A saw?
It was probably just your stomach.
Wait a second. Look over there. What's that? Huh? Try the sights.
Hmm? It's a boy. What's he doing out here all alone? so deep in the forest.
Just like Little Red Riding Hood. And where's he been hiding? Perhaps the prey is much bigger than we thought.
Hello, sir. Don't be afraid. We're just out looking for deer. Where did you come from?
They let the boy go, but come back a few hours later with hundreds of soldiers. They destroy the camp and execute 9 of the Jewish refugees. Most of them escape just in time. Von Baumhauer manages to find new hiding places for some of the Jews, and then silence falls in Sural Forest. The fearful refugees have long since made way for everyday people out enjoying the countryside here in the beautiful Veluwe, and 3 replicas of the camp's huts remain as a reminder of this terrible tragedy. Both Grandpa Bakker and Aunt Cor receive medals for the part they played in helping the refugees. As for the old stone house, it still bears the same name it did back then. Pass op, beware, because you never really know. Would you like to know more about the final years of the war? Then go to the National Liberation Museum 1944-1945 in Groesbeek and the Hartestein Airborne Museum in Oosterbeek. You could also pay a visit to Het Verscholen Dorp Museum, the secret village museum in the Tourist Information Office in Vierhouten.